News release. Canadian Ski Council. The Canadian Ski Council has declared February 21, 2025, as Canada's first annual National Ski and Snowboard Day. Join ski areas across the country in celebrating the joy, health benefits, and community spirit that alpine skiing, snowboarding, and cross-country skiing bring to Canadians from coast to coast. National Ski and Snowboard Day isn't just about hitting the slopes. It's a proven way to boost both physical and mental well-being. Skiing and snowboarding offer a unique combination of full-body engagement, fresh air, and social connection, along with the thrill factor that makes winter more exciting. These activities provide a powerful antidote to the winter blues, encouraging movement, adventure, and time spent outdoors. Outdoor recreation is widely recognized as a natural mood booster because of its powerful impact on both physical and mental health, says Dr. Christine Corbasson, clinical psychologist in the Ontario Structured Psychotherapy Program for the Canadian Mental Health Association of York Region South Simcoe. Research shows that people who engage in outdoor exercise experience reduced stress, improved mood, and a more positive emotional outlook. Time spent in nature has been proven to ease mental distress, and whether it's walking, running, skiing, or snowboarding, outdoor activities contribute to overall psychological well-being. In the weeks leading up to National Ski and Snowboard Day, the Canadian Ski Council invites the public to share their favorite snow-filled memories. Participants can post photos and videos, tagging at Go Skiing Go Snowboarding and their favorite ski hill, while also including these official hashtags. #National Ski and Snowboard Day 2025. #National Ski and Snowboard Day. #Go Skiing Go Snowboarding. #Go Skiing. And #Go Snowboarding. The Canadian Ski Council encourages Canadians to consider the following questions. What are your favorite memories of skiing or snowboarding? Why do you love skiing or snowboarding? Why did you start skiing or snowboarding? Submissions can also be made via email to socialmedia@skicanada.org. Canadians who submit their snow sports photos or videos have a chance to win prizes through a random draw. It's the industry's way of saying thank you for joining the celebration and embracing the snow. The submissions will be curated into a special video feature, compiled from contributions across the country, and shared through social media on February 21st. Follow the Canadian Ski Council on social media for a daily countdown filled with expert commentary on the health benefits of snow sports, photo and video submissions, and other themed content. Skiing and snowboarding represent one of the few winter sports that cater to families and groups. Snow sports are a great way to stay active during the winter season, enjoying the mental and physical health benefits of outdoor activity in some of Canada's most beautiful areas. National Ski and Snowboard Day shines a light on the shared passions of Canadians who ski and snowboard while providing a welcome to new participants to join us in active fun, says Paul Pinchbeck, the president and CEO of Canadian Ski Council. Key snow sports facts. 21% of Canadians identify as alpine skiers, snowboarders, or cross-country skiers. Participation in snow sports increased by over 25% in the years following the pandemic. Skiing and snowboarding are national sports enjoyed in every province and territory. Snow sports are becoming more diverse, with over 20% of participants in many Canadian regions identifying as members of visible minority groups. Skiing and snowboarding generate an estimated $4.4 billion in Canadian economic impact. Over 100,000 Canadians work in the snow sports industry, playing a vital role in sustaining rural communities across Canada. There's no better time to try skiing or snowboarding. With expert insights and inspiring stories, the Canadian Ski Council and its partners are highlighting the many compelling reasons to celebrate Canadian winter sports.